Hello, it is the 22nd of March, 2019, and today we have the King of Wands, Wheel of Fortune, and the Two of Swords. Keep doing what you're doing, but do enjoy life, would you please? We could not have a better card in the present than the fabulous Wheel of Fortune, front and center and number 10 of the major arcana. Lucky Jupiter rules this card, the giant roulette wheel of life. As the giant sky hand emerges from the clouds to turn the wheel, the king and queen for a day party at the top, as we see a little pair of kicking legs in red tights at the bottom right corner of the card being tossed off into space. They had their turn, everybody gets their turn, and now it looks like your turn. But there is an interesting little visual detail in the bit of green tunic I can see worn by the cast-off, did he jump or was he pushed, human, with the red tights, in that it matches the green tunic of the blindfolded human on the future card, the Two of Swords. This is knowing you don't know what to do, so you don't do anything, aka stalemate. In the past position is the card of authority, regulations, and rules, basically who designed your life. When confronted or presented with a decision or situation, who do you call? Do you wonder how dad would do it? Do you do it the way you learned from your teacher? Who or what formed your work ethic or value system? Whoever it was. And this card is upright, in control, and a king, and possibly of the suit of fire, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. They are proud wherever they are. You made it through a lot of ups and downs. Things are definitely up now. Wheels were made to turn and move on. Like a Ferris wheel, when it does stop, it doesn't stop for long, whether you're stuck on the top or at the bottom. In the future, you can feel good about the voice that has and is serving you well and ignore those who are not. Look at the royal couple riding high on the wheel. High in the sky, they have the best view in the spread, but our little blindfolded human holding two crossed swords protectively across his or her chest doesn't see anything at all. Deciding not to decide, of course, is a decision. Our mute little human on the two may know that any action at the wrong time may be worse than no action at all. I would hate to think that this is someone who doesn't see or misses an incredible opportunity by not letting themselves go with the flow or being so afraid of something ending or failing that they simply don't take the risk in the first place, which is a shame, at least today. Don't know about the future? Then again, I don't want to, because today is all we have. And lucky to have it too. Blind to one's own good fortune is what I'm hearing here. I think I have to knock off doing Saturdays because now I'm in the desert and with the summer coming, those morning hours are going to be really important because it's going to be impossible to stay outside after like this time right now easily. So I may, and I'll do them when I can, but I may not be able to, which is a drag because I like doing them, but I will do what I can. And thanks. Bye.